So to back pays Mishnah Dalet. Ein kosav lo al luach, v'lo al niyar, v'lo al diftara, ella al megillah. When they wrote the Megillah Sota, it was not written on a luach, like a tablet of a board of wood. And niyar is paper, but specifically the Rav says talking about paper made out of like grass that's cut up and made into like a leather parchment, but it's not real parchment, obviously. And diftara, this is skin. Before it was made to parchment, there were a few steps, but it wasn't done fully. So they salted it, they smoothed it out, but they didn't put the final touches. They used to treat it with gall nuts, liquid from gall nuts, I guess, at the end, and this wasn't done. And when it's in that state where it wasn't finished, that's called diftara. Ella ala megillah. It has to dafka be on a megillah, shenemar bas sefer. Because it says in the parasha Soter, sefer, and it has to therefore be on a klaf. Ve'nekoisav lo bekoimus, v'lo bekankantom, can't be written with koimus. Komus is tree sap that was mixed with water. Kankantom, the Rav says it's vitriol. I think comes from copper, pitriol. V'lo b'chol davar sheroishim. And not with anything that's going to make a permanent mark. Meaning, it's something that's not erasable. Ela b'diyo. It has to be with ink. Shenemar u'mocha. That it can be erased. In other words, it's ink is unique in the fact that when you write it, if it's left there, it becomes permanent. But until it actually absorbs into the parchment, it can still be erased. Ksav sheyochol imochik. So it has to be the type of writing that's able to be erased. And that would dafka have to be diyo, ink.